The Auburn Tigers are feeling lucky. Heyo, welcome back to the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean, and this is the Barn Social Hour. Like I said at the top of the show, Auburn is feeling lucky because they are headed back to Las Vegas for the Players Era Tournament, the basketball tournament. For those that are not familiar with that, it is a NIL, like, kind of funded NIL tournament. Well, it kind of is, actually. Yeah, it's a funded NIL tournament, but they've been in it before. They were in it last year. I'm excited they're invited back to this because not only is it good for the players to get paid, it is also good for the competition that is there to kind of play up with what you have around you and an opportunity to play on a neutral court to kind of get that tournament kind of feel experience kind of at the start of the season. But Graham, what are your thoughts?
Super exciting. I think this is the new one of, if not the new prestige tournament of, you know, the Thanksgiving time zone of college basketball. You know, it used to be the Maui Invitational. And I think that's kind of falling apart. I think that not falling apart, but I think that the prestigiousness of it is kind of going away. I think, you know, with the new NIL opportunities that the Players Era presents, it's just become the new premier, you know, tournament to be in. And this year's lineup, we'll get into that in just a minute, but that proves, you know, that it's one of the premier tournaments because it's bringing in the premier teams. So just to be included into that, especially after the year that we had missing March Madness. Obviously, we were invited last year, but we were coming off of Final Four, so we already had that, you know, that prestige and that momentum, but coming off a year where it was not our best, to still be invited to come back with really, really top teams to try to compete. Super exciting.
Well, yeah, I think part of it is that we beat a St. John's team that was pretty good, that went pretty far in the tournament this past season. So it definitely helped, I think, get us back there for sure. And I'll bring up a point too, what you're saying about the Maui Invitational, because I do agree. I hate to see that kind of be kind of on the back burner, because I love watching the Maui Invitational. I've said it before. Like, my dad makes fun of me for watching Summer League basketball. He's like, why are you watching Orlando Summer League basketball? I'm like, because it's basketball. Like, I'm just a basketball freak. Like, I love basketball. I played here and there, but not like super competitively, because obviously, let's just be honest. But, you know, I'm a great passer. But I'm glad they're back in it. I'm glad to see, you know, as far as, like, we have Tahad, who's played in it now before, Overton's played in it last year. So you have some familiar faces that are going to be, you know, this is going to be their second go around with it. And they can teach the new faces, like, hey, this is what it's going to feel like, what it's going to look like. Don't be nervous. Just go out there and play your game. And I'm excited to see the result of this year's tournament. But as Graham was saying, the competition is interesting because of there's two certain teams on there. And I'll make this point in a minute once we go over the list. But Graham, what's that the competition looking like?
Yeah. So before we kind of get into that real quick, so with the announcement of these teams today, they also announced that the format of the tournament's changing a little bit. So they are adding, they're adding more teams. So it's going to be a 24 team format across two different tournaments. Mm-hmm. So you'll have the week before Thanksgiving, which will be an 8 team tournament. And then you'll have the week of Thanksgiving, and that will be a 16 team tournament. Both tournaments include the last two national champions. So you have Florida in one of them and you have Michigan in the other. So that's just show, like I said, we're showing the prestige there. Mm-hmm. And then all 37 games will be exclusive to ESPN networks. So that's just kind of some of the information regarding the new style. And I think also just, again, showing that it's blowing up. It's prestigious. It's, you know, the new norm to be a part of the player tournament.
Wasn't it on TNT last year or something?
It might've been. Yeah. I think ESPN might've done like Maui Invitational or something like that. I think they did move. Yeah. So, but again, that's proving the point that if ESPN's picking it up, that's showing that, okay, we want to focus on this. Yeah. So I'm going to do the 16-team bracket first. That does not include Auburn. We'll get into that in a minute, and then we'll go into what we're in, and we'll go into that a little deeper. So this is the 16-team bracket. You have the previous national champion winner, Michigan, you have Alabama, Gonzaga, St. John's, Louisville, Tennessee, Iowa State, Miami, Texas Tech, Baylor, Maryland, TCU, Oregon, Creighton, San Diego State, and Kansas State. So that is your 16 teams to play the week of November 23rd, which is the week of Thanksgiving. And then that, I mean, what are your thoughts on this stacked?
I mean, that's stacked. I mean, that's a gauntlet, especially for the week of Thanksgiving too. Like, we're going to be not only eating good, literally, like, if you're a basketball fan, you're going to be eating good literally and with this tournament. I mean, I'm excited. I mean, that's, you know, I'll be kicking back watching that for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so then, yeah. So the week before this tournament, you have the 18 players there tournament, and this includes teams Florida, Houston, Kansas, Auburn, West Virginia, Notre Dame, Rutgers, and UNLV. So again, the top half of that is star studded. You having 2 years ago, the national championship winner. You have Houston, that's always has a good team with Kevin Sampson. Kansas, always a good team, and then Auburn. Hopefully, we can bounce back after this last year. But man, what a stud top half of that group as well. So I'm super excited to watch this, and I think Auburn has a better chance to win this one than we do the 16 tournament.
Yeah, and I would like to point out too, Florida, Houston, and Auburn, that's three of the four that win the Final Four in San Antonio. So that's cool to see too, that you could have those potential matchups again. So it's, and we kind of have to me anyway, and I think I was talking to a buddy of mine that's an Auburn fan as well, we kind of have this unwritten rivalry with Houston, I feel like, in basketball the past couple of years, especially when Bruce was here. It was just kind of like, if we play, especially the last 2 years, we did they came here and played, and then we went there, or we went there and played, and then they came here the past year.
And beat them in their own city, and then they came and played us
in Birmingham.
Which is not Auburn, but it's close enough. Yep. And we should have won that game. We lost by 1 point on a last second buzzer beater miss. Should have won that game.
Yeah, we should have. That to me, like, obviously you like to beat a team, on their turf, right? But that game in Birmingham, like Graham said, we should have won, and I wish we did. But it was just that was the better game in terms of entertainment wise. Like, I know we lost, but it was just still fun to watch. So if that's any indication, I think if we get matched up with them somehow in this Players Era tournament, I think it's going to be a good watch.
Yeah, too. Imagine 3 years in a row, 3 years in a row playing Houston. That's just like not super common. I also like the fact that, like, look, I don't want us to schedule a super hard non-conference schedule this next season. Obviously, like, you want to have some hard games, and I think having this tournament helps have some hard games, but not overdo it. I think last year we kind of overdid it with our non-conference. We played Purdue, Arizona. We played in the Players Era where we played, we played Michigan. We played the national championship winner last year. Yeah. We got 30 pieced. So it is so important to have a strong strength of schedule in college basketball. That's one of the biggest, reasons you get into the tournament. But we also see last year, like, look, if you didn't schedule a couple of those and you won a couple of those easier games, I think that the SEC is so good that if you win enough in the SEC and you have a couple less strong non-conference games, you're going to make the tournament. Especially with this whole expanding the tournament, it's going to be more and more teams get in, so it's going to be not as hard. So I think this is a good balance of not overdoing your non-conference schedule and kind of finding the right balance of, let's play a couple really good teams and see what we can do, but then let's keep our bodies in check. Let's heal up in this non-conference, win some games, get some wins under our belt, grow our chemistry, then let's go dominate the SEC.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. And I'm going to talk about, because I want to see what your opinion is, and I think I already know what it is, with them expanding basketball and football tournaments. It's ridiculous, but we'll get into that in a minute. But I do want to say, too, that to your point about how we kind of overdid it last year, I like that we did that because it helped you, obviously, like, it build your, I guess, your momentum up. And if you if you rank off some wins, then hey, there we go. Like, we beat some ranked opponents that are non-conference. That's big for your resume. Yeah. But as you saw last year, you kind of fizzled out in games that you should have won at home. You were so tired and like you dropped. Now, granted, A&M, debatable, that buzzer beater that got taken away, certain angles, the ball's off his finger, other angles, it's not, hard to tell. You should have beat Ole Miss at home. You should have beat Mississippi State. You let one guy go off for no reason.
A&M too.
Yeah, you should be. Yeah, it's just how it is. And it's we shot ourselves in the foot. Like Steven said, we didn't deserve to be in the tournament after, you know, we had 16 losses. I mean, no one, you know, 16 loss doesn't deserve to be in. But I would have loved to see them get in. But I'm glad we did the NIL or the NIT tournament. There's so many letters of the alphabet being thrown around in college sports now. You never know what to say. But it's just like, I think, to your point, if we play a easier non-conference schedule, but with this tournament, it kind of balances out. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely.
So that way you're not beat up by the time you get to your actual conference schedule, which is kind of, to me, obviously we didn't have the right players for the system, to me, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
But that factoring in on top of, holy crap, we played Arizona, Michigan, Purdue. Now we got to turn around and go through the gauntlet of the SEC. It's just like, golly. So I'm glad that we're, you know, we got invited back to this because I think it's going to be great for just the guys that are returning and also the new faces to get some tournament experience midway through the year, or at least at the start of the year, to get them acclimated for March if we make it, you know?
Yeah. And I was also just thinking about 2 years ago, our non-conference schedule, again, arguably harder than this last season.
100%.
I mean, but that team was more designed to play in that schedule.
Yes.
Last year's team, like you just said, that team should not have been playing in that schedule because they just weren't prepared. Like, that team was not going to be prepared for that.
Right.
2 years ago, again, like you saw when we went to Maui, we played Duke in our ACC, SEC, challenge. We played Duke. Mm-hmm. Then you go to Maui, or the Maui might have been four, but you go to Maui and then you play UNC mm-hmm. and Iowa State mm-hmm. in Maui. Then you also play Houston and Purdue last year. Now Auburn phenomenally, like, only lost to Duke out of that entire lineup. I mean, yeah, UNC didn't have a great year last year. They're still like a blue blood, but I mean, you beat UNC, you beat Iowa State on a buzzer beater, you beat Houston in their own city. You absolutely smack Purdue in Birmingham. I mean, just absolutely smack them.
Yeah, mollywop.
Yeah. So, like 2 years ago, that team was just more built to be in that schedule. It's gonna be a hard time seeing another team like that come around anytime soon for Auburn.
Yeah.
And if Steven does, you know, eventually get a team who's like, all right, this team can do it, then sure, go ahead and schedule some harder games. Obviously, it worked for Michigan. You know, they had a hard schedule and they just succeeded and they won the national championship.
Yeah.
But I don't see that coming around at Auburn anytime soon again. So I agree. Like, let's play this. Let's play this tournament, schedule some easier non-conference, and then let's go run the SEC.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with all your points 100%. And you know what else we can agree on? Going to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from the favorite shows that you watch on the barn. You see the shirts, hoodies, and hat on your screen now. We have more options there. We add new styles weekly. If you want to support the barn and the shows that are on the barn, go to AUShirts.com and get your gear now. And when you get it, wear it, tag us in it. You see our handles down below. You also know if you follow the barn, you can tag the barn as well. We'd love to shout y'all out and show y'all on the show showing off your gear. So again, that is AUShirts.com to get all your gear from the favorite shows at the barn.
Yes, sir. Also, go to buyauburn.com, be who you say you are, and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn business owner and you want to get your business on buyauburn.com, then go to the site today and sign up to get your business there so the Auburn family can come and support you wherever and whenever. Like I said, if you're going to Atlanta for the Baylor-Auburn game, then it's a great way to go to the website and check out and see if there's anything in the area that you can go shop, eat, or anything like that to support the Auburn family. It's just a great way to support each other. When you need something, like I said, there's just such a massive range of things on buyauburn.com. So go check it out today. Like I said, go to buyauburn.com to check out the index.
Yeah, that's again, love it. Love the idea. I say it every time. Love it. There he goes. Graham disappeared. Graham disappeared. For those listening, Graham just went bloop and came back. So real quick, just back into the show conversation here. Some of y'all have seen the news that there's potentially going to be an expansion for the college football playoff.
I do want to say something really fast. Justin Hoekstra just retweeted this. On Three tweeted this about 15 minutes ago, so kind of right when we started filming this. Mm-hmm. The D1 men's and women's basketball committees have officially voted to expand the NCAA tournament to 76 teams. So it's
Yikes.
As of 15 minutes ago, on three reporting, it's official.
Yeah, well, I was going to bring up how it's been kind of rumored it was going to happen, and there it is. It officially has happened. So, breaking news there. If you're watching this, we're recording at 12. As of 15 minutes ago, the college basketball national championship for men's and women's has officially expanded to 76. And if you planned on trying to get a perfect bracket, there goes your chance, because ain't nobody.
Talked about the other day. It was like one in like 10 sextillion or something like that. It was just like,
careful.
Never happening. That is a real number. I will never not say it.
It's just whatever you say it. It's just like, oh, wait, can you say that? No, just kidding. But money is obviously the reason why this is happening. My thing is, though,
because no one else wants it. The whole fan base, no fan of college basketball is like, yeah, let's do this. No,
yeah,
no, it's literally just people that are going to be profiting from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fine how it was again. And you brought up the point about how the Maui Invitational has been put on the back burner because of this new Players Era tournament. I like the idea of the Players Era tournament. Don't get me wrong. I think the players should get paid. This is a way for them to make some extra money during the season. Love it. But the Maui Invitational is such an iconic tournament. To start the season, to me, that's like, hey, we're kicking off basketball season. Okay. This is where this is going to, like, love it. And it's had a lot of memories.
One of the last, like, top ones when, you know, UNC was there and Iowa State was there. Luckily, Auburn came out on top of one of the last most prestigious Maui Invitationals. But
anyway. Yeah. And like, even like, you had moments like, I'm sure you remember this, and people listening and watching remember this, when Jared Harper went down the lane and dunked on like two people in the gym. And everyone was like, whoa.
Didn't we play Duke or something in that Maui Invitational?
Yeah, we played Duke. Yeah, we played Duke, I believe. And even like the teams that were in the tunnel warming up, they're like, who is that? They're like, who is this kid? And that was like, you know, that year, I think we went to the Final Four that year too. It was in 2019, I think, when it happened.
Yeah,
and I remember him doing that, and I was thinking, dang, Jared's kind of gotten better this year. And sure enough, he was. I think it was the year we went to the Final Four in 2019 in Minnesota.
Was that Zion's year, or was he next year?
I think it was Zion's year. Now, did he? But I can't remember if he played in that or not. I can't remember either. It's been so long ago.
Around Zion in college, like. If you were around a college basketball fan when Zion was in college, the most hype I've ever seen around one player ever in college. Not even close.
You would have thought like it was the next coming of Jesus, the amount of ESPN airtime he was getting. You were like, what?
They had the like biggest game of all time. It was UNC versus Duke. Both teams were unbelievable that year. First 2 minutes of the game, Zion blows out his shoe and is out for the rest of the game.
Yeah, because he twists his ankle. I remember that.
I feel like from that point on, he wasn't the same.
Yeah, he had a pair of Kyries on, and I think he like overextended something in his foot or ankle, and he
cut it. And then as soon as he cut, like his momentum, his foot just kept going. The shoe didn't stop.
It was a pair of Kyries. I remember that because everyone was like, don't buy Kyries. You know, now if you have a pair of Nike Kyries, you can resell them for who knows how much, because he's not with Nike anymore. So it's just, funny how. Yeah, he's with who's Kyrie with now? Anta, I want to say. What? I don't know why I know that.
What is that?
It's some brand. Clay Thompson's with Anta. It's some brand.
I've never heard of Anta before.
Look, your reaction's the same whenever I've never heard of Thong Bomb before. So. Yeah. Anta's like it's just another shoe brand, but they make good stuff. But Kyrie shoes are a little out there with that brand. Klay Thompson's with them. I think, I want to say Dwayne Wade was with them on the back end of his career too. And I think he like made his own sub brand off of that called the Way of Wade or something, I want to say. But anyway, I'm getting on a different rabbit trail. This is a domino effect that I'm afraid is going to not only help but encourage the expansion of the college football playoff. They're talking about doing 24 team playoffs for college football. That doesn't need to happen. I disagree with that. I think everyone at the NCAA is clowns if they think that is smart. If anything, I think 16 works better, in my opinion. 24 if you do 24, I don't want college football going all the way into March. That's ridiculous. Or February, well, even.
I think they said like it would be like mid to late January when if a 24 team did happen. I think that's kind of when it would end. But still, that's too much. That's too far.
Too deep. Too deep. Far. I'm already on basketball by then. It's just and two with this March Madness thing. Yeah,
for real though, that's like the start of conference play in basketball.
Yeah,
like January is the start of conference play in basketball. I'm sorry, college football should not be going on when conference play starts in college basketball. It just shouldn't happen.
And like to that point, with this whole expansion of the NCAA tournament now, we're talking, and I don't know what that's going to look like. I could be totally wrong on this, but just based off how it is now, the national championship, the March Madness national championship is played in April. It is played in April. And everyone's like, well, it's still it's the first week and first 2 days of April. I don't care. It's called March Madness. Play it at the end of March.
And to the defense of that, the tournament doesn't even start at the beginning of March. It starts like mid-March.
Fix it. Literally,
my question is like, why not just start it at the beginning of March and end at the end of March? Why are we going halfway? Like, just change the season around a little bit. I don't care.
We're about to have freaking games tip off for the March Madness tournament like 5 a.m. on a Monday. Yeah, with it at this rate, like the
and playing international games just to fit them all in. They're gonna play them all over the world.
And also,
here's our game in Saudi Arabia for the round of 64 or round of 76. God. I mean.
And what does it look like for the first four in? Are they just doing away with that? And then, like, if you're in, you're in. Yeah,
I don't see a world where the first four in is a thing anymore.
And like with, I hate to jump back and forth, but with the college football playoff, are we just going to get rid of conference championship games now? Does that not mean anything? Because the SEC and the Big Ten bring their championship games bring in so much viewership and so much money. No way.
The championship is one of my favorite games of the year.
Yeah.
I love watching the SEC championship more than most games throughout the year. Sometimes even more than the playoffs. It's just how it is. I have always loved the conference championship. I think, especially with the SEC, I think the SEC is so prestige. It's just such a massive game that always has had playoff implications, especially when we were in the four team playoffs. It was you win, you're in, you lose, you're out. And so the what you had on the field, the game, like the what you see was so good because both teams are fighting their hardest to be in the college football playoffs. And I would just hate, and I want to bring this up really fast. People are talking about how if this happens, you're going to see teams start saving their players for the playoffs during rivalry week.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the Iron Bowl? Both teams are sitting out their quarterbacks or receivers because they don't want to hurt them for the playoffs. I would be so unbelievably livid because that is the greatest rivalry in all of college football. But like, it wouldn't just happen in the Iron Bowl. It would happen to the game, too. It would happen to Texas A&M. It would happen to Georgia Tech. It would happen to all of them. It happened to Florida State. They'd all be saving their players, whoever, you know. Here's another situation. What if Alabama's going to make the playoffs and Auburn isn't, or vice versa? Auburn's not going to save their players because they ain't got nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama is. So then that kind of dilutes the whole
rivalry. The hype of the game. Could you imagine if Auburn was like, yeah, we're going to bench Byron Brown and Jeremiah Cobb for the Iron Bowl? What the hell are you doing? What do you mean?
I'd be like, that's not happening. Get him on the field right now. Let's go.
Yeah. Like if we, all right, I saw this tweet yesterday too. Picture a world where this happens, right? A 24 team college football playoff and the kick six game, like just that Iron Bowl, the result happens as it did in 2013. Right. But it happened, say this coming season, right? Just say the what if game, if this happens, that means nothing. It's a cool thing with your rival that you beat your rival that way. That game in 2013, whoever won that game is going to the SEC championship game and potentially the national championship, which ended up with that's what happened.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. That is exactly what happened.
So that game would be completely diluted because of this. So are they going to like go back and like take out conference games for this? So you have like what, four conference games? It's like, all right, you went 4-0 in your conference. You're in the playoff. What? Like, what is this? Again, everyone at the NCAA who is in charge of football, basketball, you name it, just the NCAA in general, the president, that guy is an absolute goober. Okay. They're all, they have the brains. They have, a goofy goober. They all have brains of half baked potatoes. It is so hard to watch. They cannot fathom that this NIL name, image likeness has happened to them in their field of work because no one respects them anymore. They're a joke. They are a joke. And they're like, hey, this is how we're going to get attention. Let's mess up both college football playoff and the March Madness tournament that everyone loves so much. And let's put money in our pockets and then people respect us. No, dummies. That's not how this works. That's y'all are you're killing college sports doing this. You are killing all you had to do. All you had to, if you could go back in time before this whole NIL thing happened, all you had to do was give the players a little bit of money to be able to survive outside of their field of whatever sport they're in. That's it. And I know they're getting a free education. I get that argument. But outside of the education part, they still got to live. They still got to get groceries. They still got to do that. You know what I mean? It's just they weren't able to live and be able to eat the way that they it doesn't add up. And NCAA was like sticking their pinky up in the air, sipping on their tea, thinking like, hey, we got this. And then NIL happened and then boom, gone. All respect, gone. No one respect them anyway. Whenever the NCAA comes knocking with allegations, they're like, okay. Like people just shrug it off now because you can do it. You can pay people now. There's no, it's ridiculous. I cannot stand the NCAA. And the fact that they voted on this and they're ruining one of my favorite tournaments to watch is absurd. It is so stupid. They have little tiny little peanut brains over there in the NCAA office. It is insanity. Goodness gracious. It's Thursday, Friday Eve. I'm getting worked up over a bunch of nothing. Goodness gracious.
That's going to do it. That's going to be it for today's show.
It's just like, and let us know what you think in the comments if you think the NCAA is as stupid as they're making these decisions, because my God, if you have, just picture this. If this playoff gets expanded for football, you have this leaking into the basketball season that's already, who knows when this March Madness tournament's going to start. Now, it could start literally on the tail end of February at this rate, which is when conference tournament play is going on. Everything's getting shifted and everything's going to start overlapping. And if you're a sports fan, yeah, that's cool because you have so much going on. You know, if you go to your local Buffalo Wild Wings or wherever you're at, you got just stuff everywhere, right? But now it's like, wait a minute. It's going to be way harder to even get through the tournament as it is because it's going to be a gauntlet. It is going to be the, you know, with potentially if they vote on this, which I hope they don't and don't expand it, in college football, 24 teams to get through to get a national championship. Now, if you get it, cool. That is you won one of the greatest national championships ever if you get through that, because it is going to be a knockdown, drag-out gauntlet. But with college basketball, it's already hard enough with 64, 68 teams if you count the play-in games. What are we doing?
And what also, are we doing? Football itself is such a different sport than like basketball. It is so much more physically demanding.
Yeah.
So you're having to put these college kids through so much more like physical stress on their bodies by adding more games to the season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And at this point, you're going to have to get rid of a conference championship because if you keep it plus this tournament, that's like they're playing way too many games for their body. Yeah. I know the NFL season is much longer than college, but all these guys, like only like 1% of these guys are going to the league. You know what I mean? It's not like some of these guys are, their bodies are not built or are not ever going to be built to play that many games. It is going to take a toll and tear on these guys' bodies. Yeah, I get the NFL guys. Those guys will be able to acclimate well to the NFL, but it's just not realistic for everybody in college. They're so different leagues, and they're trying to make these leagues seem the same by expanding the playoffs, adding money. It's just become a new NFL. It's basically what it is.
No, and to your point too, if this happens and, you know, some of the, you know, that 1% of players, 2%, whatever it is, the stat is, that decide to go pro, their bodies are going to be so beat down by the time they get to the league, they're not going to have a long NFL career. Yeah. Like the whole stigma, especially running backs in the NFL, not for long, NFL, not for long. That's going to be even more of a stigma because of the grind they had to go through in college to win a national championship.
Imagine you're a freshman recruit, right? Coming into a team like Georgia or Notre Dame or, you know, Ohio State, one of the top programs that, you know, probably with a 2014 playoff will consistently make the playoffs almost every single year. Can you imagine coming in as a freshman and being good, right? And then you play all your, you know, three straight years of seasons of back-to-back-to-back playoff runs. Yeah, this is exactly what your point is. What you're saying is they're going to be, their bodies are going to be like beaten by the time they get to the league.
Mm-hmm.
Because they played so much football like already. It's insane.
Yeah, and like to, and this has happened, you know, with football, some with bowl games and some playoff games too. Players will sit to help, you know, preserve their bodies for the pros. And you can debate, yeah, this basically is the pros because they're getting paid. But if they actually want a career outside of college, they're going to be so beat down. They're going to be like, you know what? Because of that, I'm going to just forfeit the rest of the college year and get ready for the pros.
Yeah.
And could you imagine that happening in basketball now with this expanding? Like, say if Auburn has a really good team and like your starting five is like, yeah, we're going to sit. It's like, what? What do you mean? Like, it's not good. It's not good. Let us know in the comments what you think, in the live chat what you think. Please, that we would love to hear your feedback on that. And let us know what you think, because this is honestly, some people might be excited about it, but I think most, if not all, are just like, no, hell no on this. And I'm one of those people. I'm a big hell nah on it, actually. But with that being said, if you like what you're listening to, what you're watching, go subscribe and follow The Barn on anywhere you listen to your podcast, so you can hear ones like this one, The Barn Social Hour. We also have the Top Button Podcast with Kyle Rush, aka Charlie Five, Village Vice with Zach Blackerby and Brad Law. We also have the Baseball Show with Lindsey Crosby, Brad Law, and occasionally Sonny DeShera, and Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten as well. So again, please subscribe and go to thebarn.com as well if you want to be on the message boards as well. Everyone's pretty active on there, so come join the community. We like to have fun on here, and this is a good place to follow everything Auburn if you are trying to find a place to do that. That is, we are your people. So again, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. Quick. Yeah. Yeah, what you got?
Kathy, it was in our comments yesterday in our live chat, mm-hmm. saying, when can I be on the podcast? Reach out to me, Kathy, and we might be able to get something together.
Okay. All right, Kathy. Well, with that being said, my name's Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And as always, everyone have a great rest of your day. Friday is almost here, and we will see you next time. War damn.
Goodbye.